Along with the population surge in Nashville, there's been unprecedented growth in public art. If you've been to the Gulch lately, you've probably seen the line wrapping around the block to take a picture with the angel wings. But the most popular pieces don't necessarily capture the heart of the city. At least, that's what Katie Delmay says.
I found myself in North Nashville and was really struck by what I saw in the murals there versus in other parts of town.
Delmay is a curator at the Frist Art Museum and the one that took on the task of finding these local artists and then convincing them to be a part of the new exhibit, Murals of North Nashville Now. The 12 artists are young and black, and their works represent the neighborhood they're from.
She's a black woman. In her arms, she's holding her child and also a man who could be her brother, father, or son, who is not responsive and laying supine like Jesus after coming off the cross.
That's Elishaba Israel Morozik. Her piece is called Unmask 'Em and is centered around a Virgin Mary-like woman surrounded by three hooded figures in red, white, and blue, respectively. Morozik is a well-known tattoo artist in the area, and she incorporates that into the Jesus figure. He's tattooed with symbols of black history, like the year the first slave ships arrived in America.
It tackles the ages-old myth of it's all your fault. You need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and things and stereotypes and tropes that are laid upon people of color every day.
Across from Morozik's mural is a colorful wall of airbrush names, like you'd see at the state fair outside of a t-shirt booth. But these names are Brandon Donahue's memorial to Nashville's 2018 homicide victims. They include Daniel Hambrick, who was killed last year by a Metro police officer. Delmay says striking murals like this one can force a casual art appreciator to face social justice issues.
Whether you want to or not, anybody that walks by can't help but to look at what they're seeing and to digest it and to really be moved by that.
The eight typically outdoor art pieces can be seen within the Frist's four walls through January of 2020. For WPLN News, I'm Rachel Iacovone.